最近我發現了一個很有趣的問題。
I found out a very interesting problem recently.
是我仔仔的玩具身上學到的一個問題。
It's something I learned from the toy of my son.
很久前有一個人送了一個很大很大的玩具給他。
Many years ago, someone gave him this toy as a gift.
這個玩具呢是一個一個吹氣的不倒翁。
It's a toy that is filled by gas.
那這個不倒翁呢上面是恐龍來的。
And for the shape of dragon.
那我仔又很喜歡因為是恐龍。
The shape of dinosaurs and the shape of dinosaurs and he liked it very much.
所以他就捧下他跌低跌低他自己彈返上來的。
So when he pushed this toy, the toy just reflected back.
那時候我看他玩這個恐龍的不倒翁。
Every time when I look at him playing at this toy,
我就想人生究竟可不可以跌下去又再起翻身呢？
I think about, can our life be like that once it's pushed back and be just refreshed again?
又再翻油油呢？
And when you use up all of our oil, can the oil be refilled back again?
不倒翁似乎真的很吸引人。
It is something, it's a toy that is very attractive to us.
我們很多時候都想做一個的強人站在這裡風雨衝埋來我們都不會跌。
We would like to be strong so that we can stand for any problems.
其實怎樣才可以做一個強壯的人呢？
So how can we be a strong person?
似乎不是打埋來我們不會跌，而是跌了之後我們可以起翻身，我們更加的強勁和有能力。
It is not that, it's that we can stand up after our failure, so we can be stronger.
不倒翁可以起翻身，因為不倒翁裡面有一個很重的重量的發源在這裡。
The toy can reflect back and stand up back again because there is a heavy metal within it.
它就靠著這個比它本身重的可以起翻身。
So through this heavy metal inside it, it can stand up again.
人到底可不可以拍上一個比他更重的支持點可以起起身呢？
So can we rely on something that is stronger than us can help us?
聖經裡面有一位的使徒保羅，他就曾經講過這樣的話，他說他四面受敵，不被困住，心裡作難，不失望，力竭就不自被丟棄，打倒了就不致死亡。他有這種的勇氣。
As Paul say that when he's facing all the difficulties, he won't be fight back and he can have the courage to face all different difficult circumstances.
我們有沒有這種這樣的生命的勇氣呢？
Do we have this sort of courage?
過了一些日子溪水就乾了了。
Some days later the brook dry up.
這位大名鼎鼎的先知他所面對的困境也出現了。
And the difficulties faced by the famous prophet Elijah occur.
這個基立溪這個水是上帝應許他會源源不絕供應他生命的需要。
God has actually promised him that he will provide this river and stock.
這個應許就到了一個的時限。
But there's come to a limit.
其實不單止基立溪旁的水會乾，其實所有的東西都會乾。
It's not only this river will dry up, everything in this world will dry up.
很多你珍惜的東西都很快脆消耗盡了。
Something that you treasure can be easily used up and gone.
似乎就在不斷的消耗、補充、再消耗、再補充，永不停止的循環裡面。
So our life, we continue to use up something and then we refill and continue to do that.
想一想你揸的車，你不是上個禮拜先入了油，現在又要再入咩？
So the car that you fill up the petrol for that, but you use up this week already.
想一想你，想一想你屋企嗰個茶壺，豈唔係琴日先沖完茶葉？現在的茶就淡而無味，又要再加個新的嗎？
And also the tea bags that you fill up, now you need more.
想一想起不是昨晚吃了晚飯宵夜，今早起身又肚餓了。
So you just have your dinner last night, but you're still hungry this morning.
想一想上個禮拜提出了糧，現在又光了。
So last week you're given your wages, but this week you have already used up all your money.
想一想剛剛去超級市場買完東西，沒多久超級不是超級市場光了，一個雪櫃又空了。
So you just spent some time in the supermarket, but now your fridge is empty again.
活在世上就是不斷補充再補充。
So living in this world, we need to be refilled and to be recharged.
滿了的油缸。
So the gas tank that was filled,
空的時候要補充。
It has to be refilled.
填滿空了的雪櫃，填飽空了的肚子，都需要再補充。
And we have to fill up our stomach, fill up our fridge.
當然你很明白空了的荷包就更加需要補充。
And most of all, also we have to fill up our purse.
有一些東西看不見也都需要補充。
And even for something that we can't see, it's still to be filled up.
香港的草蜢樂女有一首的詩歌，有一首的歌這樣說。
There's a popular band in Hong Kong called Grasshopper, and there's a song like this.
所以我要走了，為什麼你還不說話呢？愛情好像一杯隔夜茶。
He say that I'm leaving, how come you still not talking back to me?Love is just like a tea that's left overnight.
這首歌反映出連愛情、友情這些溫情浪漫的東西都會枯盡， gone yet.
So this song has actually reflect that even for friendship or romance or love, still can be dried up.
你的溪水乾了没呢?
So brothers and sisters, is your river dry up?
你的生命是不是来到个关口,好像什么都再没了?
Has your life come to a dead end that you feel that you have nothing?
你再拎出什么来补充,再开始,再重组,再苏醒呢?
You can't bring anything else to refill, to restart, reorganize, to revive.
有些人因为他在感情上耗尽,他付出太多,但收回太少,所以觉得人尽得夫。
Some of the people, they have given up too much emotionally and they take back too little.
有些人的婚姻好像沙漠,都在有尽得夫的情况里面。
And some of the marriage is like in desert.
即是剩下责任感。
And they only feel that they have a responsibility.
有些人为一生的事业拼到尽。 心里面觉得人尽得夫。
And some of them work very hard for the career, but think they are still a failure.
有些人找工作了很久,但觉得有尽得夫。
Someone has looking for a job for a long time, and they still can't find one.
有些生意失败,到了阶段,自信自主,都觉得没有了。
Some also got failure in their business, and they lost their self-confidence and even self-respect.
在这样的情况,我们怎么继续下去呢?
In this sort of situation, how can we continue?
怎么可以做一个屹立不倒的不倒翁呢?
How can we survive?
似乎以利亚先知他学的功课可以给我们有很大的提醒。
So the lesson come from Prophet Elijah can teach us something.
我们今天就从这一段简单的经文来看一看。
Let us learn from this passage
today. 我们暂且离开登山宝训。
So we learn from this passage.
有人说登山宝训太硬了, 耶稣说得, It's too hard. Sermon of the man that is too hard for me. 我们回来这里看以利亚先知所学的东西。
Let's learn from Prophet Elijah.
有三样东西我们需要重新去调教和认识的。
There are three things that we should learn.
第一样东西叫做神的资源。
The first one is God's resources.
我们会细心看这段经文,所以大家需要打开你的周信,慢慢去看。
So we'll go through the passage so you can refer back to it. So we'll reflect on the passage.
和那个进展。 一路的旱災,看到這個基納溪水旁邊乾。
So the continuous drought, the river is totally dry up.
這個地方是一個半沙漠的地區。
This area is actually a half desert.
基納溪對於以利亞是唯一的水源。
And this river is the only water source of Elijah.
當你在這樣的情況,你看見那些溪水是越來越少,越來越少, 本來很闊的,收窄,收窄,收窄,收窄,收窄,收窄,到就來一條線的時候,你有什麼感覺?
When you find that the river has become narrower and narrower and become only a line, how would you feel?
我就會覺得很焦急,很水,捱不到明天的噃。
I would be very worried because I don't know how can I live on for tomorrow.
人水,一日, 那就會死的了。
Because we can die, we don't have water.
就會出現有病的了。
And we can fall sick.
絕望的黑節很快就來到。
It looks like that we can lose hope completely.
溪水乾。
And the river has totally dried up.
你一定會跟神說,就沒有比這些更差的,你有沒有搞錯?
So Elijah will call up to God and say, is there something even worse that you can do?
下步怎樣?
So what should I do?
但神沒有丟棄過他,神告訴他。
But God tell Elijah,
你去西頓這個撒勒法這個地方,去到那裡,我已經吩咐了一個寡婦去養你。
Say, go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there, I have commanded a widow in their place to supply you with food.
謝主隆恩,會是這位以利亞所說的回應。
Elijah thank God for all of this.
心裡面想清楚。
But when he think about it again,
謝主隆恩說了出來了,但是再看清楚,是不是真的這麼容易呢?
So even he thanked God for this, but is that so easy?
感恩是難說,不過接下來要考慮的東西一點都不容易。
So thanksgiving is easy, but what he has to consider next is pretty hard.
有些不太妥,實際上這個指示。
It seems that this instruction, there's something wrong with it.
西頓的撒勒法,
Zarephath of Sidon.
怎麼可以啊?
How can that be?
那個地方是敬拜巴力假神的根據點。
It is a place that people worship idol
Baal.
It is a center of worshipping
idol.
It belongs to
Baal.
I, Elijah, always against of worshipping idols. So how can I go there? Even Queen Jezebel come from there.
怎麼可以?上帝怎麼可以叫我去那裡?
So God, why did you ask me to go there?
你不是吩咐我去反對這些拜假神的事嗎?
Didn't you ask me to fight against those people who worship idols?
都係唔好理會咁多啦。
So he think, oh, I'll just leave this aside.
神唔會整蠱我嘅。
God will not make fun of me.
我信得過佢，我繼續行。
I believe in God and I have faith in Him, so I
can keep
Him. So he won't show me the wrong way to go.
拋開呢啲嘢，收拾心情，執埋包袱就上去啦。
So he throw away of all this worry and then he prepare himself and get the luggage ready.
去到。咦，神仲有一樣嘢講嘅噃。
And then he think about another point that God say.
神話去到嗰度有一個寡婦會養我，呢個一定係有好多錢嘅寡婦啦。
He say that God will say there will be a widow who will supply me with food. This widow must be a rich widow.
都係唔好諗咁多，一定掂嘅，去啦。如果唔係神都唔會叫呢個寡婦先有能力養咧，一定係好有錢嘅。
How can the widow supply me with food, she must be rich.
都係單單信靠信服佢咁就得啦。
So I must just trust and obey and go.
以利亞就起身去到呢個撒勒法。
So Elijah just start his journey and go to Zarephath.
到咗城門嘅時候，就見到一個寡婦喺度執柴。
When he go to the city, he saw this widow. He is collecting sticks.
以利亞就叫你拎啲水俾我飲。
And Elijah commands her to give him some water.
有水飲都唔係太差啦。
So he got some water, not too bad.
佢攞水嘅時候，以利亞，你整啲嘢俾我食啦。
And Elijah also asked her to give him food.
但係呢個寡婦嘅答案，的確係一個晴天霹靂。
And the response from this widow is shocking.
我哋睇睇第十二節。
It's on verse 12.
佢話：我指著永生耶和華你嘅神起誓，我冇餅，壇內只有一把嘅面，瓶裏只有一點嘅油。我而家找兩斤嘅柴回家，要為我同埋我兒子作餅，我便吃了，四就四打。
As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jar. I'm gathering a few sticks to make home and making a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.
神啊，这个是什么玩笑啊？
So what sort of joke are you playing on me, God?
我未得足道，你竟然叫我来这里求了一个自身难保的寡妇。
So I'm nothing, but you ask me to come here and beg for a widow who cannot even look after herself.
她走投無路了。
She has gone to the dead end.
死了。
She's waiting to be
dead. 你做
了
安排她最後的晚餐。
And you want me to eat her final meal.
弟兄姊妹，假如你在困境裏面，你想真的看到神的拯救。
Brothers and sisters, when you are in a difficult situation, if you really want to see the salvation of God, the help from God, there's something you must do.
就是放下你自己的想法。
It's to give up your own belief.
你要相信我们的神是多智多谋。
You should believe that God is full of wisdom and full of tricks.
他所动用的资源是一定你能够认得出的。
And the resource that comes from Him and something that out of your imagination.
也不一定你能够充分了解的。
And you can't even understand.
神往往就用不同的资源去帮助我们。
And God has used different resources to help us.
很多时候我们就受制于自己的盲点。
A lot of time we are restricted by our blind spots.
神超乎我们的智慧。
God is out of our knowledge.
我们用我们的智慧去看的时候，他自然看不到真相。
When we look at it through our own wisdom, we can't see it.
我们人受制于我们的背景。
We restricted about our own background.
我们受制于我们的经验。
Our experience.
我们受制于我们的观点。
Our point of view.
我们受制于我们学的东西，对理解事物有一定的方向。
Our understanding and what we learn.
这些都是盲点，会削弱我们属灵的透视力。
And these are all blind spots, and it will is a defect in our spiritual
eyesight.
So we look at things from a narrow angle.
看得不够健全。
And we can't see the whole picture.
于是在困难的时候就看不到出路。
So in a difficult situation, we can't find an exit.
我举一个简单的例子。
And let me show you with some simple examples.
有的时候见到一些来自中国的学者。
A lot of time we see people coming from China.
有的时候我很欣赏他们的学问。
I admire their knowledge.
很欣赏他们的头脑。
And what they know, what they are thinking.
不过很多时候他们就受制于这个逻辑思维，这个唯物论的影响，使到他们去认识神有很大的障碍。
But they are restricted by their knowledge, so it's hard for them to know God.
他们在这个理性上要不断地探索。
They keep on trying to find out what they believe.
他们在中国受的教育背景经验就成为他们的盲点。
What they learn in China, their experience and their background become their blind spots.
相对于一个单纯的人，他们对于认识耶稣是很艰难。
Compared to a simple person, for them it's very hard to get to know Jesus.
我知道一个年轻的大学生。
There is a young, young university student.
佢時時咧都失眠，而且頻臨咧精神崩潰。
He lost his sleep all the time, and he also collapsed mentally many times. And what happened?
小學嘅時候
，It is because when he was in primary school.
佢十一、十二歲嘅時候，佢媽媽企圖自殺。
When he was 11 or 12 years old, his father tried to commit suicide.
佢見到媽媽就嚟跳樓嘅時候，佢好驚。
When he saw his mother trying to jump down from the building,
佢嗱一聲跑到去個窗口度，一攬攬住佢媽媽。
So she grabbed her mother from the window.
俾佢抓住，將媽媽從死門關拉翻過嚟。
So she saved her mother.
自此有喺佢心裏邊，佢覺得有任何風吹草動，佢都會好唔平安。
So since then, if there's any change in his life, he can't feel the peace in him.
對於佢嚟講，一切佢都要喺佢嘅掌管之下。
He feels that he should keep control of everything in his life.
正常。
Everything should be normal.
他唯有風吹草動，他就會癲癲地就崩潰的情況。
If there is anything change, he can easily collapse.
有一次他的牧師去探他。
Once a pastor go and visit him.
他就講曬啲嘢俾牧師聽。
And he told the story to a pastor.
牧師話：你放心，上帝有掌權。
And the pastor say that you don't have to worry, God will be in control.
上帝喺度掌權。
God will be in control.
於是他就鬆咗落嚟。
So he relaxed.
同牧師講，佢話我要瞓一瞓，呢個幾晚冇瞓過。
And he told the pastor, I need to go back to sleep because I haven't slept for many nights.
佢人受制於佢過往嗰個嘅經歷。
He is restricted by the experience that he has before.
佢熟練嘅眼睛冇咗呢個嘅視野。
So that his spiritual eyesight has problem.
有任何嘅風吹草動都會令佢想翻嚟嗰啲嘢。
If there's any difficult situation, any problem, you will think back of his bad experience.
其實我哋受制於我哋過往好多嘅嘢。
We are restricted by our past experience.
我哋要突破呢啲嘅時候，我哋就要放低佢。
If you want to break through, we have to give it up.
或許需要有人幫你。
Maybe someone has to help you.
或許你需要祈禱。
Maybe you should pray.
或許要兩樣加埋。
Maybe you should do both.
我哋真係需要去突破，以致到我哋嗰個熟靈嗰個嘅深度能夠更加嘅深。
We should break through so that we can see further。
以致到我哋睇事物嘅時候，我哋睇得更加嘅清，更加嘅準。
So that we can see accurately and get a whole picture。
好多移民嚟到澳洲。
A lot of migrants come to Australia。
佢哋抱著一個好大嘅希望。
They have a lot of hope。
嚟到呢一度好想做翻自己本行。
They like to get back to their own professional。
於是搏命去揾工，但係揾唔到。
They try very hard to look for a job, but they can't find one.
有時喺呢個咁嘅環境真係好難。
And in this sort of situation, it's very, very difficult.
但係會唔會喺咁嘅情況裏面，你去問一問上帝，會唔會神有另一條嘅出路俾你咧
？But when we ask, would you ask God that there might be another exit for you?
會唔會要做工去做啲小生意咧
？Or maybe you can start your small business.
咁我唔係叫你一定要去做生意啊，唔係一大鵝，是你叫我嘅賴我。
I'm not suggesting.That you should go for it.
你要有智慧啲去諗下，你適唔適合做生意等等。
So you should think about whether it's possible.
可能有一啲嘅嘢你以前做開，而家可以適宜去再做。
Maybe there's something that you've done before and you can start that again.
下身邊上帝俾咗一啲嘅拍檔你。
And maybe there's partner that you can find.
神有好多嘅資源。
There's a lot of resources from God.
唔好咁單位式去諗。
Don't think there's only one way to solve the problem.
我受制於你過往嗰個嘅背景係咪？
Don't be restricted by your past background training.
好多時候我見到喺中國嚟嗰批嘅人。
Lots of time these people come from China.
我好佩服佢哋。
I admire them.
佩服，因為見到佢哋嗰個創業精神同埋嗰個嘅勇往直前嗰種嘅創意，實際上好令人佩服。
Because they of their courage to start a business.
同佢哋傾偈接觸佢哋，發覺佢哋好多都有專業背景嘅。
And when I speak to them, I find that a lot of them actually got a professional background.
有醫生。
They are doctors.
有博士。
They are someone who studied a doctor's degree. They are engineers.There's people from different professionals.
嚟到呢一度，佢嘅學歷得成，冇被人承認。
But what they study over there in China cannot be recognized here.
佢哋冇辦法喺度發展佢原本有嘅訓練嘅所長。
They cannot continue what they are doing in China.
佢哋點咧
？So what do they do?
佢哋又想留喺度。
And but they still want to stay
in
Australia, and they also have the opportunity.
佢哋去揾一條新嘅出路。
So they look for another way out.
他們開創了很多新的東西。
They start a lot of new things.
我們會不會需要去擴闊一點去看看
Shall we widen our point of view?
神的資源未必我們認得出的。
The resources of God we might not be able to find out.
放低你本身的背景和想法。
We should give up our own background and our thinking.
第二樣東西是神的方法。
The second point is God's message.
以利亞怎樣去回應和怎樣反應呢？
So how does Elijah respond to this?
以利亞對這個寡婦所答的嘢，喂，你有沒有搞錯啊？我得翻那個壇裡面得翻一小撮的麵粉，一小小的油，夠食到我兩仔乸食。咁你而家叫我整俾你食。
The widow replied that I only have a little bit of flour and oil, and this is for the meal of my son and I.
如果你求咗一個人，嗰人咁樣答你，你會點噶啦？
So if someone responds back like that,
我就會因為乜病求走啦。
I will just leave because I know the widow can't help me.
但係以利亞佢點？
But what does Elijah say?
第十三節佢話：你唔使怕，開始照住你去做。
He told the widow, "Don't be afraid, just do it."
不過你先食咗個餅俾我食。
But you have to make the bread for me first.
你兩個先食。
And then you give to you, yourself and your son.
當你一睇嘅時候，你發覺，哇，你都不近人情嘅。
We think that Elijah is really inconsiderate.
兩母子最後嘅晚餐，你竟然話你照出去做，俾咗我食先，由你先食，仲有得食嘅。
It is a final meal between this widow and the child. So how can he do that?
會唔會你係癲癲地啊，以利亞？
So Elijah might have gone crazy.
你餓到瘋狂咗啦
！He must be too hungry。
喺呢個悲慘嘅時候，點可以提出啲咁無理嘅要求㗎
？In such a sad time, how can he request for something that is unreasonable？
你冇人情
，and he is just inconsiderate。
呢個係都唔算數啦嚇，仲要俾到我食先，咁樣實在太冇人情味啦，太過無理取鬧。
And he also emphasized that he the widow should make the bread for him first。
點解佢會咁樣做
？So why does Elijah react in such a way？
佢基於乜嘢會咁樣做
？How why does he do that？
第九節聖經話俾我哋聽，神叫佢咁樣做。
It is because God has told him to do that in verse 9。
佢認佢嘅心信不疑，所以佢咁樣做。
Because he believes the in the promise of God and
he believes。話俾佢聽嘅嘢，佢唔俾環境去冇佢嘅信仰。
And he hasn't let the circumstance affect his faith。
會俾環境去扼殺佢嘅信心。
So that he will lose his faith。
你點講？佢依然照繼續相信上帝所講嘅嘢。
But he still has faith in God。
因為上帝係信實，呢個係真正嘅信心。
Because God is faithful。
佢信得過神保守，佢就信到十足十，亦都做到十足十。
He believes God will keep him, and he believes it completely。
而係我哋今日所講嘅 try 下試下。
And we don't just try that。
好多時候我哋去討論聖經嘅時候，遇到信心嘅功課，我哋好多時候個答案都會話試下啦。死嘅嚇，就先再退翻啦。
When we discuss the Bible, there's a lesson we have learned by faith. We just say that we'll try that.
但係佢唔係，佢係破釜沉舟。
But he commit himself 100% to do it.
佢冇自己加自己意見你諗過先啦。如果唔得嘅就算啦嚇。
He didn't try to add on his own opinion and think about it.
佢放低曬一切嘅諗法，只係神叫佢咁樣做，佢就照放啦。
He gave up his thinking and belief and just do as what God told.
我哋自己好多時候都有自己嘅諗法、自己嘅意願、自己安排同埋自己嘅方法。
A lot of time we have our thinking, our belief, our arrangement.
一種係咧以啲嘢去取代神嘅指示同埋佢嘅計劃。
And we would like to use this to replace God's guidance and plan.
好想咧喺嗰個困境裏邊咧拉我哋上嚟。
God likes to help us out from our difficult situation.
從中作感嘅我哋自己。
But we always like to interfere ourselves.
我哋傾向於按照自己熟悉嘅方法去做嘢。
We tend to do something in the method that we are used to.
我哋會抗拒新嘅事物。
And we reject any new thing.
抗拒新嘅方式。
New method.
我哋忘記咗神係一個足智多謀創新嘅主。
And we forgot that God is actually a creative God and He is full of creativity.
如果神要用新嘅方法嘅時候，咁我哋會唔會跟咧
？So if God is going to use a new method, are we willing to obey?
如果方法我哋唔係太明白嘅。我哋睇為可能我哋有會唔會順服呢
If there's something that we can't understand, will we obey?
你去剪頭髮嘅時候，你通常會點樣剪啊
？When you go for a hairdresser to cut your hair, how would you?
你去美髮鋪，你會唔會入得個美髮師隨便你剪啦、啊、咁
？Will you just let the hairdresser do whatever hairstyle he likes to?
一個人去咗美髮鋪
，A person goes to a hairdresser，
但係去到平日光顧嘅美髮鋪，平日光顧開幫開嗰個美髮師就唔喺度。
But the hairdresser that he usually visits is not there。
如果係我咧，我就會掉頭走啦。
If it's me, I will just leave。
不過佢又夠膽留喺度。
But he dare to stay there.
剪咗一個新型嘅理，新型嘅髮型嘅理髮師嚟咗。
There's a hairdresser who cut very new and modern hairstyle.
咁賣花就散花香，佢就話：睇下我呢個髮型幾好，不如你剪埋我呢個啦。
And he say that this is a very good new style.
幫你啦
，have it.
咁極力遊說呢個嘅顧客。
So the hairdresser persuade the customer to try the new hairstyle.
咁啊，好怕改變髮型。
And this customer is very afraid to change
the business.
He's afraid that people will criticize that his new image. And people will laugh at him.
经验丰富的理发师就按照他的经验和技巧为这个顾客做了这个新的发展。
But this hairdresser just used his experience and skill.
回到家的时候,家人说,哇,你靓仔了,形象一身。
So when the customer go home, everyone say praise him and say he's
going to be
hairstyle. Maybe you should bring me there as well.
但是没有智慧,他做的事都是新的。
God is full of wisdom and what he do is a new way. And he has his own plan.
讲经验,讲计划,听我们的。
He has more experience and planning
than us.
But a lot of time we like to do in our own method. And we create a mess.
你知道神为什么总在我们人生最后的关头会伸手来帮我们上来?
Why does God only help us out in the most critical point of our life?
他才在最危急的时候才伸手,然后我们才会
And it's only happened in the most critical point that we will respond to God.
你有没有想过,如果他一早伸手的时候,你会有什么反应呢?
If God tried to help us earlier, how would you respond? If he intervened earlier, how would you respond? And we will, might point out our finger and say, God, you shouldn't interfere.
会不会这个都是我们的反照呢?
Is this how we respond?
会不会我们太热衷于去用自己的方法?
And because we love to express our own methods.
我弟兄看到新玩具就非常兴奋。
When my son saw the new toy, he would be very excited.
我们去library借些玩具回来,让他可以有新的,可以去学。
So we borrow some from a toy library so he can have some new toy to learn.
新的玩具他不太会玩。
And sometimes he don't know how to use the new toy.
在手的时候,他就会, Daddy, Mommy, 帮我啊。
And once he grabs the new toy, he say, Daddy, Mommy, please help me.
很谦虚,开始的时候。
And he will humbly request it.
Daddy, 帮我砌啊。
Say, Daddy, help me to fix it.
Mommy, 帮我砌啊。
Mommy, help me to fix it.
咁你見到佢咁謙虛又咁可愛，咁梗係會伸隻手幫下佢啦。
So when you saw him, he's so humble and he's so lovely, so you are willing to help him.
咁佢又好樂意俾個玩具你，咁你又好開心接咗嚟幫佢砌。
And he willingly gives you the toy and you help him.
冇幾耐，好快脆嘅冇幾耐。
But just shortly, few minutes later,
佢就會話：等我砌啦。
He will say, "Let me do it."
佢就一手就攞翻㗎啦。
And he just grab it and take it back.
結果。 當然,剛才你不是說要我幫你砌,你等我砌完先啦。
And I told him that you asked me to do it, just let me finish fixing it.
其實我們跟神的交往,會不會像我兒子和我們的交往一樣呢?
Our experience with God is like the one between me and my son.
我們死都不肯放手。
We don't want to let go.
主啊,我不行,求你幫我幫手的時候。
You say, God please help me, but when God tries to help you,
我們就跟他說,給我吧。
We'll tell God that, oh, just let me handle it.
似乎在这样的情况下都要任凭我们自己去做。
So in such circumstances, God will just have to let us do what we want.
信心之父亚伯拉罕也做过这些事。
The father of faith, Abraham, also has this sort of experience.
所以你和我们有这个问题都是正常。
So it is normal that we have this sort of experience.
但我们都要调教去突破。
But we should break through and adjust.
他很耐心等了神的应许，神给个应，神给个仔。
He waited patiently for the promise of God.
但是连续一年。
But many years later, there's no sign of the wife being pregnant. So his faith moved and he tried to use human wisdom.
神拉安排她的丈夫和她的侍女下甲。
So Sarah arranged her husband and also the maid Hagar.
你像我们在那个处境,我们很自然就会想,这么大方的上帝又批准。
So we might think, oh, this must be a permission of God. How can Sarah do that?
所以是上帝的旨意啦。
So it must be the will of God.
圣经从来不是这么说。 圣经里面讲很多东西,上帝准备发生,一定是上帝的旨意。
The Bible says, even God allow it to happen, it might not be the will of God.
人的智慧,一时会自己走出来。
We tend to use our own human wisdom.
你看回那件事,就是越帮越忙,加上悲剧的出现。
And then it creates a tragedy within the family.
最后夏甲和以实玛利这个私生子就要被赶出家门，造成了无法挽回的一个局面。
And Hagar and the illegitimate child was expelled from the family and it created a harm that cannot be retreated back.
放开手。
So we should just let it go.
俾上帝接管你嘅生命。
Let God be in control of your life。
佢嘅智慧大过你同我嘅智慧。
His wisdom is bigger than our wisdom。
第三样嘢系神嘅供应。
The third point is God's provision。
我哋睇完以利亚，我哋再睇下呢一个寂寂无名嘅寡妇。
After looking at Elijah, let's look at this widow。
佢都唔简单。
She's not simple as well。
假如以利亚先知走到你嘅面前。
If Elijah come in front of you,
有嘅说话。
And say the same thing.
你会点样答呢个以利亚？
How would you respond to Elijah?
你有冇搞错啊？我同我个仔最后有晚餐，你都想食？
How can you will say that? How why do you want to eat the final meal between me and my son?
佢一啲都唔简单，佢照住以利亚嘅吩咐就去做。
But the widow do as what Elijah told her.
佢跟住去做，神迹就出现，由用不尽，变用不完。
So when she followed the instruction of Elijah, the oil and also the flour.Become has more and more.
你問就係咁簡單。
And we will ask, is this just so simple?
答案就係係，神就係咁簡單，每一日供應咗佢哋嘅需要。
And it's so simple that God provides their need each day.
問題係我哋度過嘅時候有冇咁樣堅定嘅信心，神會每一日會供應。
But the problem is whether we have that sort of faith to believe God will provide each day.
以為唔同嘅方法係每一日嘅供應。
God will have His method and His wisdom to provide each day.
係每一日。
It's every day, each day.
我們會將注意力放在一些不重要的問題上面。
A lot of time, we will concentrate on something that is not important.
這些屬於自無補，叫我們浪費精力，沒辦法集中。
That is useless and wasting our energy.
如果我們是以利亞，我們難免會有一些好奇心。
If we are Elijah, we might be curious.
尤其是我們受過所謂讀書科學訓練的人。
And especially for those who have been trained.
在澳洲讀書一定會教你 why.
Because we will be taught to ask the question why.
我仔開始就成日都問 why， 佢唔係講 why， 佢係點解嘅咁。
My son will keep on asking why。
嗰樣嘢歪咗點解嘅咁。
So why happened to
that？ 喺澳洲就會成日都問 why。
So you should ask why。
Why 唔一定有答案。
But there might not be an answer。
你對人生裏面睇清楚有好多嘢嘅，冇 why 就冇答案。
And your life there's a lot of why without an answer。
研究完咗大陸都係得一個好簡單嘅結論。
After you investigate, there's only a very
simple
conclusion. So you want to investigate and see how can there be enough oil and flour. And you want to see whether the flour and the oil are real. And you want to ask how come they can be keep on supplying the oil and flour. You want to see whether there's any trick.
幾時先至會減產呢？
And when the quantity be reduced?
要計一計㗎喎。
You have to calculate.
幾時先至會用完呢？
When will it be finished?
幾時先至會失靈呢？
When will it be, the miracle be?
失靈嘅時候即係冇面冇油就會餓啦，咁會點呢？
So if there is no flour and oil, what will happen?
咁今日點樣準備好呢？
So how can we prepare today?
即係留返一啲灰呢，留返一啲面一啲油呢？
Should we leave some, save up some oil and fry today? And we calculate.
很多人就是這樣無謂的在這裡轉來轉去。
A lot of us would do something like this.
我們會擔心明天又怎樣。
We worry about what happens tomorrow. How about next year?
10年之後又怎
樣。 10 years later.
10年之後怎樣計劃好呢？
10 years later, how do you plan? So when should my son be studying?
10年之後，如果我回到香港10年之後，那又怎樣？
10 years later, if I go back to Hong Kong,
會不會因為中國的政權改變，於是我又被困於香港呢？
Why be restricted to stay there because of the Chinese government?
去抑或留呢？
Should I go there or should I stay in Australia?
手上的積蓄用完之後又怎樣？
So after I use all the saving, what will happen?
坐食山崩。
Would there be not enough food?
神會不會供應我？
Will God provide?
但你信靠神就可以全投入在今天裡面。
But if you deeply believe in God, you can totally
commit to today. 腳踏實地每一天的內容。
And you can live out today.
不需要掛住明日。
And you don't have to worry about tomorrow.
人生總會有很多突發事。
There's a lot of things that can happen in life suddenly，
令我哋不知所措。
And we don't know how to handle it。
但我哋知道呢一切喺神嘅手裏邊。
But we know that everything is in God's hand。
呢個時候我哋似乎睇佢失落去嘅時候，無可奈何嘅時候，但喺神裏邊係有出路。
But sometimes we can think that there's no exit and there's a dead end。But within God there's an exit for us。
喺困境當中總有供應。
And in our difficulties, God will provide.
有位弟兄呼召他宣教。
There's a brother, God has called him to be a missionary.
他奉旨一個民族的人。
To serve a tribe.
他覺得這個是很大的代價，內心很大掙扎。
There's a lot of struggle within him because he knows he has to give up a lot.
是不是要上去呢？上去的時候怎麼辦？
He's struggling, he don't know what should he do.
有一天他在海邊是靈修的時候。
once he has a retreat by the sea,
或者藉著一個嘅景象去提醒佢。
And God has spoken to him through this.
嗰日嘅黃昏，佢睇到一啲嘅大海龜游上岸生蛋。
At sunset, he saw these big turtles from the sea coming to the shore and trying to lay eggs.
呢啲海龜好大隻，身體好笨重，要用好大嘅氣力先至可以爬上沙灘。
The tortoise is huge and it has to use a lot of energy to get up to the beach.
掙扎半個鐘頭先至上到去。
And struggle for half an hour to get up to the beach.
然後生蛋嘅過程要幾個鐘。
And also a few hours of labor.
非常嘅用力。
To lay the egg.
最後用完力之後，又要掙扎一輪，先翻返到去海嗰度。
And afterwards, he has to struggle and use a lot of energy to go back to the sea.
生咗落嚟嘅蛋，喺附近居住嘅土著就會吸咗四分之三。
The eggs that the turtles lay, lay people around, live around the beach will take some of the egg. And the only a quarter of it left.
都可能只有剩翻一半可以游出去個海嗰度。
Only a half of the quarter can swim out to the sea.
在海裏面，亦都只有另一半可以同個其他動物，好似鯊魚嘅親近。
And even those who swim out to the sea, only half of them can survive because some will be swollen by sharks.
不過剩翻落嚟嗰啲嘅海龜就能活過百歲，而且傳宗接代。
But those who can survive can live over 100 years and continue the next generation.
你知唔知我哋都有自己嘅方法，而且提發自己嘅資源。
Brothers and sisters, we have our own thinking, our resources, our methods.
但我哋要知道神同樣有佢嘅資源、嘅方法同埋佢嘅睇法。
But we should know that God has His own method, His own resources, and His point of view.
喺你嘅境況裏邊，好似失去咗好多嘅蛋。
Maybe in your situation, you might think that you lost a lot of egg.
但係神會保守帶領，最後可能要奇妙難測。活到百歲，傳宗接代。
But God will help you and guide you, and there's something that you can't believe, and you can continue to live for many, many years.
神有佢嘅方法。
God has His own method to achieve what He wants to achieve.
放手。
So just let go.
放心。
And don't worry.
將我哋嘅擔子交俾
神。And give all our burdens to God.
Okay, thank
you. Then let's pray.
的確，我哋好多時候，我哋都用自己嘅方法去解決我哋嘅問題。
Got a lot of time, we use our own method to solve our problem.
好多時候都真係解決唔到。
But we know that we can't solve it.
我哋心裏邊擔子重重。
And the burden is very, very heavy.
我哋點算
？We don't know how to face it.
我哋有壓得重重，壓得傷傷。
And we are heavily burdened.
幫我哋主。
God help us.
因為我哋需要你。
Because we need you.
你嘅智慧高過我哋。
Your wisdom is higher than ours.
你嘅道路又高過我哋。
Your way is better than ours.
你的资源丰富。
Your resources is better than ours.
你的手法奇妙。
And you can perform miracles better than us.
主帮我哋，俾你去做。
God, just help us so that we let you do it.
让我哋知道点样信靠。
So that we can have faith.
知道点样由神得福嘅时候，你嗰度重新得。
So we know how to regain our power through you.
因为你应许过嗰啲疲乏嘅，你会叫佢哋因此赐上新力量。
Because you promise that for those who are tired and weak, we can be strengthened through you.
主要我哋喺你嘅旨意里面去发着轻松嘅去走落去。
So that we can live under your will.
主要我哋唔好按自己嘅心意去取代你嘅心意。
Not according to our own will, but to replace your will.
主要我哋需要医治嘅，求你医治。
If we need to be healed, heal us.
我哋需要你帮助嘅，求你帮助。
Help us for those who need help.
需要加力嘅，求你加力。
Strengthen us.
需要你指示我哋嘅，求你指示。
And guide us，
俾我哋新方向，俾我哋行出。
Show us new direction，
俾我哋破釜沉舟，凭信心去做。
So that we can live by faith，
求圣灵亦都触摸我哋嘅心。
May your Holy Spirit touch each one of us，
我哋嘅眼泪。
And take away all of our fear，
拂走我哋嘅担子。
And take away our burden，
透过奉耶稣嘅名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray。
Amen。